This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. What's crazy is that's how they see us. Nobody's putting up a fight.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
And the hope is that InfoWars is not that big a deal. The fact that they're scared of us, congressional hearings, the left wants to shut down, shows up, but that they are. And the left thinks, hashtag kill Republicans, hashtag kill Trump, hashtag pour coffee on people's head. It shows they're really trying to intimidate us to go away, just like Hitler in 1941 was only bombing military targets in England. But then he said, I'll bomb civilian sites to make them give up. The Brits had already had World War I. They were against the war, polls showed. As soon as they bombed civilian targets, it went to 98% for the war. The Brits got behind it, and it was over. And these dumbasses think we're like them. They think starting a fight with us intimidates us, when it actually, I think, only wakes us up. Any comments on that, Kit? Any comments, Lincoln?
Well, I can't help but just keep thinking about this picture of this clown that you guys keep putting up on the screen. When I see this guy, all I can think is, you know, he needed to be loved. He needed some acceptance. You know, he needed a little bit of something special. But he probably didn't have the self-confidence or the ability to make it through boot camp and be on the right side of rights. So he joins up with this knucklehead group, Antifa. He's encouraging it. And, you know, he's definitely not on the right side of right, or he won't be on the right side of, you know, history, in my opinion, by any means.
Not at all. I mean, look at him. You can tell. And he's just completely pompous. He's a prick. If somebody out there is watching and can do this for me, find this T-shirt. I want to know who makes it, and I want to know what the words are that he's got hidden behind his little turkey neck.
One of them's death to traitors. It says death to traitors.
I want to know that.
But he's projection. He means himself.
That's fine. And if it's death to traitors, that's fine. But I want to know the context in which it's sold. Is it sold on some white supremacist website? Is it sold somewhere else?
Because it does look like an embedded swastika.
It has some definite hidden features in it. So if that's the case, someone just find it. Let us know.
This is all propagated by the Communist Party, by socialism. How is it that this is a professor? This is a supposedly educated man. Have you not studied your history?
Look at Venezuela. Look at North Korea.
Have you not seen how this works out for you? This is going to be bad in the end for your side.
If you don't like how things work here, it's real simple. Pack up and move. If you don't like it, if you enjoy socialism or communism, Venezuela would love to have you.
Absolutely. And everybody talks about how you know, we're so racist in America and everything. I've been to 60 countries in this world. America is probably the most tolerant country on the planet.
Aren't they all like all super class oriented? And
absolutely. You've got we're one of the only countries in the world that has a middle class at all. It's proletariat and people with lots and lots of money and nothing in between. And racism in I'm not going to name countries, but in all the other countries that I've been to, racism exists. It's not as easy as ours. Ours is like black and white. Okay.
No, it's like this tribe against this tribe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Religion against that religion.
In some countries, if you don't come from the county that they are in, you are just as bad as any of the other, you know.
And again, they use our Christian ethos against us. We're going out to break. We're going to come back. Other points?
I got nothing.
Well, let's talk about what they do when they fail, because they are failing. The stock market's at 26,000, 2 million new jobs, best black unemployment ever. What are they going to do as the Trump train just continues on? Because all he did was take off globalist measures that were meant to shut us down.
Right.
So I want to give Trump credit, but the credit is he knows what's going on, is doing it. It's not hard to, like, untie a boat from the dock and then it starts going out.
Undoing all of the crap.
It's just undoing. He's like just chopping the chains off. God, we can walk all of a sudden. We don't have 14 giant black, you know, iron balls tied to our ankle. Damn right we can climb a mountain now. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Paul Watson's taking over next segment, hosting from London, England. We've got all these different German state-run TV programs telling young children to pledge to Allah. Young girls are told, teenage girls date Muslim men. Paul's got a viral report out on that. So much more is going on. We've got DrudgeReport.com linked to our biggest list of interview with Steven Seagal, where he refutes these rape charges and talks about the deep state operation. Paul, you're taking over next segment, my friend. Tell us your view on Antifa right now with these documents that have come out that they haven't refuted, how they're trying to trigger a race war. It's pretty clear the media is doing that. I think they're losing. Do you agree they're losing? What do they do next now they've already turned the amplifier up to 11? Paul Watson.
Well, you've got to realize most of these Antifa members are just chicken neck wannabe thugs. They're never going to do anything. But occasionally, Alex, you're going to get one that goes postal. Over Christmas, we had a story which the media completely ignored, as they do everything else. PN39 terrorist was an anti-Trump Antifa supporter. This is the guy who planned a Christmas Day massacre in San Francisco. You go on his Facebook page, you've got the screenshots here in this article. Liking Antifa pages. This was proven, this was documented that he was an Antifa supporter. I've warned for probably over a year now that one of these idiots is going to go postal. You're going to have a deranged element amongst them, and they're going to carry out an actual terror attack. It's not just going to be violent assaults against people. It's going to be an actual terror attack. The DHS, the FBI have listed Antifa as a terrorist movement. They've done FBI field reports, which have come out in books, which we post in this article, which, again, the mainstream media didn't cover, saying that they've got improvised explosives stored on college campuses and that some of them are going to Syria to get training from actual Islamic terrorists. Obviously, that's not the vast majority of them, but it only takes one.
And that's my next point. What about this sick merger that Soros is funding with Linda Saussure of communism and Islam and the left's full embrace that you cover in that viral report where they're telling kids on German children's TV, submit to Islam, and kids go, I submit to Islam. I submit there is only one God. He is Allah, and his prophet is Muhammad. We played that earlier. What? The left is psychotic.
That's like a Sharknado. It's like just putting the two worst things together. Go for it, brother.
They share the same goals. This is the point. ISIS put out a manifesto in December 2015. The headline, the subheadline in this manifesto was European Muslims allying with left-wing activists. So it is most likely that connections between Muslims and left-wing activists will be made. They're talking about arming and militarizing left-wing activists because ISIS and the far left share the same overall goal, which is the destruction of Western civilization and America. I mean, you had inauguration rioters during Trump's inauguration showing pictures of ISIS beheadings on their phone to Trump supporters who were just having
we
a drink.
We were there,
too.
It took us 3 hours to get through because they were blocking everybody going in.
Yep. We had multiple altercations where people wouldn't let people through. We had the big one with Black Lives Matter. Ended up
running him over.
Yeah.
And then the police wouldn't let us in.
They wouldn't let us in, made us leave the premise, walk around the far other backside, just happened to make it in because there were a bunch of bikers that were there But remember, they got in a big altercation because one of them, Black Lives Matters guy, hit a female when we were there.
You got arrested.
And that's,
so let's put on screen again, ladies and gentlemen. This is the viral image. I hope Paul tweeted out as well. That's got the media demonizing the image of veterans, not even aiming their firearms at anybody, but saying Antifa, not today Antifa. And then the media backs up this scum. We know they're scum. We know they're a joke. But they're the excuse detonator they need, as these documents show, for martial law. So how do people get this image? How do they retweet it out? Because it's so triggering.
Well, this image just took off like wildfire. We received hundreds, thousands of phone calls and emails asking, how do we get this? How do we get this? Well, to be honest, we only just considered running this as an ad. We never really considered putting it out as an image. Well, since then, we are having thousands and thousands of them printed. We will have them with us at SHOT Show next week. If you approach us, we're going to give you one. But also, if you just want to get your hands on one, we will have them for sale next week on PipeHittersUnion.com and SpikesTactical.com. So early next week, you can check both websites. They'll be there if you guys want
to. And we should do a limited edition InfoWars version as well.
Ooh, good call, good call.
Because I've told everybody, Defunder Operations, everybody loves. We did this Reagan print and this Trump print, 2,000 each. And they were originals by the guy that's in the Reagan Library. They sold in days each one. It helped fund us for like weeks. So I'm telling you, we need to go with this, with the art, with this angle, with limited edition. People frame it. They fund the info war. This is what it's all about.
And if you pick up one of these posters, no matter where you pick it up, and you decide to take a picture and post it to your social media, hashtag Antifa. Let's take over that hashtag for a short period and show them what's up.
Yeah, let them know how many people out there are actually supporting us. And we've gotten a huge outpouring of support since, you know what happened at first is that we were getting the death threats and we were getting lots of people calling and sending emails and everything. And that was actually in the first couple of hours that it
came. The lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on.
Right. Well, these were the people that don't have jobs, the people that were just there cruising social media. Once the people that have jobs got off work, then we started getting that outpouring of support.
And again, that's huge. Exactly what we've said. That's the left whining and crying and doing nothing while the right doesn't say anything. Then after a while, they realize, hey, these guys have done something right. They're not trying to hurt anyone. They're just simply calling for defensive measures.
That's right.
And then the right started standing up because we're tired of listening to other people whine and cry and moan and say whatever with us not being vocal.
Absolutely. And we got the new shirt at InfoWarsStore.com designed by Pipe Hitters Union, helps fund the operation. Not today, limited edition. And it again has InfoWars.com on the back. It has an American flag on the right hand shoulder. It's in red. We have the monthly t-shirt, which is the won't tread on me with a red snake instead of a yellow snake. The yellow snake is not limited edition. The red snake is. That's 1 month only. And 25% off when you sign up, to be able to get the new shirt each month at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, no reviews yet because it just came out today. This is how we fund our operations. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, gentlemen, Paul Watson's about to take over after this break. He's got Breitbart London editor on to cover a host of issues. But everybody, let's get your brief take. Kit, a final statement.
Final statement. The ad that put us in this seat right here, 100% we still stand behind, actually probably even more so now.
They go out and try to intimidate anybody that sticks their head up.
Yep.
And then when you don't bow down, you get even more stronger.
Zero apologies from Spikes Tactical. We mean everything that you infer from this ad. Take that.
You know, last words. Most of the support that we've gotten has been, you know, really, really good. But people feel like we are saying what they've all wanted to say for so long, but just haven't, you know, haven't gotten around to it or had the courage or whatever. But now that we have been attacked and we've, you know, stood up against this, everybody is super supportive. We couldn't be any more appreciative for that. But also, Alex, I want to thank you for having us on your show. It means the world. We needed this platform in order to, you know, fight the fight. So
thank you. I appreciate you guys. My God, I mean, you got George Soros full page ads in the New York Times saying, let's have an uprising, let's overthrow America's recovery. And so, telling the truth in a world of universal deceit is a revolutionary act, to quote George Orwell. All we're saying is you want to run around as communists and call for violence, we're going to defend ourselves. Then they try to intimidate you, and you stand against the intimidation. It's all a fraud. Once you stand against it, it's like coming out of the storm into clean sailing. It's all talked by these people.
Yeah, I've been in this situation actually before in a microcosm of this situation where somebody says, hey, you want to fight? And then I put my hands up. Okay, I guess we're fighting. And then now they're irate because, you want to fight with me. You just said, let's fight. I got ready to fight, and now you're really upset because we're going to fight.
We were talking about that last week, dude.
That's exactly right. And the bottom line is the war is on. It's an information war right now. We're fighting with words. We want to keep it that way. But if we're pushed past the point, understand that we will fight in a manner that you are not prepared
for. Well, that's it. They got communists and globalists and Nazi collaborators trying to cause a civil war. We're trying to fix it. We got to tell America, like Paul Revere, hey, get ready. All right, Kit, Lincoln, Q, everybody. Paul Watson's coming up to be back on the War Room, coming up with Owen Schroyer. Paul Watson, take over.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea, your best defense.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show on this January 16th edition, 2018. In the next segment, we've got Raheem Kassam coming up. He is the editor of Breitbart London. Went on Sky News a few days ago in a video that has since gone viral, where he called London an S-hole, in the words of Donald Trump, and they weren't very happy with him for pointing out that fact. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into his book, which is No-Go Zones, about the Islamic ghettos that now dominate Europe. First of all, in this segment, though, I want to talk about Cory Booker, and we've got this clip set up, who just a few hours ago got up before a Department of Homeland Security hearing and tried to give Kristen Nielsen a dressing down, and he had an absolute fit. He had a deranged, hysterical, anti-Trump meltdown. The headline up on Infowars.com is, Dem Senator has a fit, says he was in, quote, tears of rage over Trump S-hole comment, because we can't say S-hole, we're subject to SEC rules, unlike CNN, which can say it 200 times a day. So Booker got up in front of this hearing with Kristen Nielsen. He had an unhinged meltdown. We're going to talk about it, but here's the clip. Take a look.
Right now in our nation, we have a problem. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent on white supremacist hate groups. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent concerned about the people in fear in communities in this country. Sikh Americans, Muslim Americans, Black Americans. The fact pattern is clear of the threats in this country. I hurt. When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about this experience in that meeting. And for you not to feel that hurt and that pain and to dismiss some of the questions of my colleagues, saying I've already answered that line of questions, when tens of millions of Americans are hurting right now because of what they're worried about what happened in the White House, that's unacceptable to me. There are threats in this country. People plotting. I receive enough death threats to know the reality. Kamala receives enough death threats to know the reality. Maisie receives enough death threats to know the reality. And I've got a president of the United States whose office I respect, who talks about the countries of origins of my fellow citizens in the most despicable of manner. You don't remember. You can't remember the words of your commander-in-chief. I find that unacceptable. Mr. Chairman, I'm grateful to be on this committee. I'm more than ever today happy I'm here.
That is Cory Booker with a phony, righteous indignation rant. Look at his face. He's so angry. Is it heartfelt? Is it authentic? Well, no, because he lies in the very first thing he says. Before that even happened, he went on another tangent, another rant about white supremacists being a bigger threat to Americans than Islamic terrorists. Complete baloney. So he starts off his passion-filled rant with a lie, with a flat-out lie that white supremacists are a bigger terror threat to Americans than Islamic terrorists. In fact, the Department of Homeland Security's own stats came out in a report. The headline is DHS report, 3 out of every 4 terrorism offenders since 9/11 were foreign-born. These are DHS statistics released today confirming that the clear majority of cases, terrorism cases in America, were committed by individuals who were foreign-born. They were not white supremacists. So he starts out this rant on a flat-out lie. He goes on to try and give Nielsen a dressing down because she said she didn't remember if Trump used the S-hole word or not. Not that it matters, because he was completely right. as we've documented, why would those migrants want to come to the West to America in the first place if their own countries weren't assholes? Doesn't mean that they're asshole people. It means they live in bad countries afflicted by poverty and crime. Complete non-controversy. CNN still, today, 5 days after this one-word comment happened, still had their top story of the he said, she said about, did he say asshole? Did he say S-house? Who cares? If he said it, he was right. But Cory Booker gets up because he's trying to create a platform for himself to run for president in 2020. Oh, but no, he had tears of rage when he found out about Trump using the word S-hole. BS. Complete crap. No, you weren't crying when you found out about this. You were rubbing your hands together thinking, oh, I can go on this feigned, contrived, righteous indignation rant about how upset I am to try and stump a platform for my presidency in 2020. And he does it by lying flat out in the very first sentence of this rant. Absolute crap. But again, they exploit the race card again and again and again, not because they actually care about minorities or brown people, as they call anyone. So, I mean, you're the racist if you just refer to everyone in Haiti as brown people. They are very distinct racial differences, ethnic differences in Haiti, in Dominican Republic, which is on the same island. They wouldn't refer to themselves as brown people. Oh, but the left can do that. The Democrats can do that because they love the brown people. They're the party of the brown people. That's collectivized racism in and of itself. But he gets up with this act, this theatrical drama queen act, pretending he cares about the brown people. And it's completely BS. It's motivated by the lust for power. Because what does he say at the end? And what do all these people say after this? We've heard Anna Navarro say it. We've heard Chuck Schumer say it over the past 24 hours. Trump needs to prove he's not racist after this S-hole controversy by passing DACA. Oh, isn't that convenient? The only way he can prove he's not a racist is by adopting democratic immigration policies. How convenient. This is what Ben Shapiro had to say about Booker's rant. This is insipid. It's John Lovitz acting. No, Booker didn't have tears of rage. He had a presidential candidacy to launch. And if Democrats are fools enough to fall for this sort of theatrical nonsense, let them try it. Americans can still see through this performance. That's what it was. It was a performance. Look how enraged I am. Look how righteous I am. It's not because I'm going to run for president. I'm trying to get myself some headlines. No, it's because I really care about those brown people. Oh, and by the way, you're a racist unless you do everything we say. Again, they sling this race card around and it's solely related to the pursuit of power. They don't care about those people. Trump was right when he called certain countries assholes. In fact, my video, which has now got about 3.2 million views on Facebook, another 500,000 on YouTube, goes through all that. Yes, Haiti is an asshole compared to its next door neighbor, the Dominican Republic, where Westerners go and have luxury holidays because, generally speaking, it's a nice place. It's on the same island, different economic system. They have government that isn't completely corrupt. They have a government, they have a country that wasn't looted by the Clintons. There you see the graph. Economic prosperity, infant mortality is also way lower in the Dominican Republic because it's not an asshole. Yes, that's slightly offensive. Oh my God, big deal. Trump's politically incorrect. Who cares? 5 days later, CNN still has it as their top story. It wasn't a controversy. It was him telling the unvarnished truth. Oh, but Cory Booker is really upset. He was crying. He was crying, and that DHS nominee, Nielsen, how dare she not remember it? Absolute drama queen behavior. Theatrical performance. He started it off with a lie in the very first sentence. Don't fall for it. We'll be back in the next segment of The Alex Jones Show with Raheem Kassam. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, live it is, the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show, and we're joined by Raheem Kassam, who appeared a few days ago on Sky News in a video that quickly went viral. He's here to talk about it, but first let's take a look at that video. Here it is.
Do you know how much youth homicide went up by in London last year? Have you told your viewers that? 70%. Have you looked at the mayoral's police and crime report from December the 12th? You look at that, almost every single measure out of 42, only four of them in four categories did crime go down. In every single other area, double-digit rises in crime across London. So you know what? To borrow a phrase from Donald Trump, London's turning into a s**hole under Sadiq Khan.
Okay, I think we'll leave it there. Raheem,
I'm sure you will.
There you have it. That was Raheem, I believe, on Friday on Sky News. We have the man himself live. Raheem, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Now, tell me if I'm wrong, but what I found funny about this clip, which has probably got like millions of views by now, it went viral, that the host had been saying the word asshole, which we can't say, you know, CNN gets to say it 200 times a day, but we can't say it. The host had been saying asshole throughout the whole interview before that. You know, in an effort to demonize Trump, he was trying to bait you into saying it. That's what I got from the interview. You didn't really. Then you applied it to a different context, and suddenly, oh, we have to end the interview. It was so offensive. Is that what you experienced during the interview?
Well, I'll tell you how this works. You know, a Sky News producer will call you up and say, we're looking for some commentary on this or that issue, and can you get to a studio? And usually I say, yes, and trot down the road here to the nearest studio, and I'm supposed to sit there and just give some commentary. And that's how the entire clip started. About 15 seconds in, as I was giving some sort of balanced background context to the whole S-hole gate scenario, Gamal Fanbula, who's the Sky News anchor there, started goading me live on national television. And I'm not one of those people who'll just sort of sit there and take it or wind back down and apologize. I thought, all right, if you want to throw down, let's really throw down. So I started to use the word back at him. I started to talk about when Obama talked about cursing in the Oval Office, when Joe Biden cursed after the signature of the Affordable Care Act, and how actually Obama had also said that David Cameron turned Libya into an asshole as well. And he wasn't having any of that. The Sky News enterprise didn't want that on their TVs. And so they actually cut me off. They'll tell you it was technical difficulties, but I have sincere doubts that that was the case. Brought me back sort of a minute later and changed the subject. But I managed to sneak it in once more. And that was in reference to what Sadiq Khan's London currently looks like. So it's kind of a bad experience all around, but it's not my first bad experience with Sky News. I had a viral interview from a couple of years ago as well, when they harangued me for the first 10 minutes of the interview about failing to wear a poppy. I just got off the train.
I remember it well.
from New York to Washington, D.C. Where was I supposed to get a poppy on the train? So I think, unfortunately, Sky is supposed to be the sort of at least antidote in some source to the BBC, but it's not. It's perceived as the Fox News sister organization, but it's really not. It actually pulls far to the left of the BBC on a lot of issues, Paul.
No, I mean, exactly as you said, it's supposed to be, you know, to the right of the BBC. In many cases, it's worse. I mean, you know what you're going to get with the BBC. You think you get a slightly different flavor with Fox, with Sky News. It's often worse. But, yeah, I mean, he'd been saying the S-hole throughout the interview. Like, oh, this is so shocking. Like, you don't even say it, do you, Raheem? You stepped up to the plate. He was on the ropes after that. Then he dropped the thing at the end, which is what people love. But, Raheem, I got a tweet last night in response to me posting this video. I'll read the tweet to you. It said, if you don't like London, of course, you referred to parts of London, at least, as assholes. It said, if you don't like London anymore, poorly, love, you can always move. But the rest of us love it just the way it is. What do you think it is about London, Raheem, that this leftist, this woman, loves, quote, just the way it is? I'm wondering, is it the acid attacks? Is it the fact we're rivaling Chicago for knife murders so far this year? Is it, you know, the Islamic ghettos, the attempted or successful terrorist attacks? Which one do you think it is?
Well, it's interesting that you bring this up, and I just want your audience to know that you and I actually have never met. We don't sort of cooperate on stories, but it's interesting that you bring this tweet up, because I saw that tweet as well, and I started to look into the background of this person who sent it. I went onto her Facebook page, and sure enough, in the last couple of months, she's posted Facebook messages about how terrible it is that Islamic schools in the United Kingdom can segregate, and she's also posted about the acid attacks in London as well. So she's saying one thing on Twitter, Paul, and she's actually saying a complete other thing on Facebook to her friends in what she thinks is probably probably thinks is a private account. So I can't wait to get back onto this person about that, because she obviously recognizes that there are major problems in London. But simply to attack you, Paul, she grandstands. She does her whole show for Twitter and in your Twitter stream. And if you haven't seen these yet, I'm happy to send them to you, because I think it shows her up as a massive, massive hypocrite.
I'm just surprised she didn't delete the tweet immediately. I mean, mostly when I quote tweet people, they like have mental breakdowns and lock down their Twitter account or just delete their entire account. So I'm impressed with her for not doing that. But the left pushes this narrative, Raheem, when we're talking about violent crime on the rise or terrorism in London, you know, that it's cowardly and paranoid to say, no, we can't carry on as normal, as they say, after every terror attack or every, you know, mass stabbing. Yeah, you know, we've seen several incidents now, two in Oxford Street recently, just over the past 2 months, where people do immediately fly into mass panic on a whim. In the case of those two incidents, they weren't even terrorist attacks. So, you know, is everyone keeping calm and carrying on as normal, or is this actually changing the behavior of people who live in major cities like London?
Look, I'm a London boy, born and raised, as you Northerners refer to me, softy. And I've seen the city change so almost inexorably. I don't see how we're going to get it back in my lifetime. I have the benefit of seeing it from near and from afar, because I often travel to here in the United States where I am now, and I go back every so often and I see the city changing. I was raised in West London in a place called Uxbridge. That looks nothing like it used to look. East London looks nothing like it used to look. South London looks nothing like it used to look. The only pockets that look similar in London at the moment are the major tourist areas, you know, Westminster Abbey, your Parliament Square. Soho's pretty much the same. And if you live in one of these bohemian areas, if you live in, I guess, what the French call the bobo areas, then life seems completely normal to you. But actually, if you get out there into real London, into the suburbs, go out there into places like Tower Hamlets, go out into places like Hayes End, the entire demographics are changing. It's dirty, it's filthy, crime rates are soaring. Over the last year, the mayor's office has 40 ways they track crime, 40 categories. Over the last year, only in six of those categories has there been a dip, and it's only a slight dip in crime, -1.2%, -2.8%, whatever. In the rest of the categories, the rest of the 40 categories, it's double-digit rises in crime across London. Burglary up, rape up, homicide up, youth homicide up. Paul, gun crime up. I thought there weren't any guns in London.
It's incredible. And the thing that I've noticed and documented from, you know, public statements where celebrities give interviews and say exactly where they live, it's not like I'm secretly stalking these people. It's public information. Raheem, the biggest virtue signalers about immigration, the biggest apologists for Islamism, live in the nicest areas of London possible where all these problems are minimal. So, like you said, they always know they'll be able to escape the consequences because they have resources. You know, they don't have to use public transport. They don't have to use the NHS necessarily. They can send their kids to the best schools, the ones that aren't overcrowded. Poor native Londoners don't have that luxury. So they not only have to put up with the consequences of all this, they also have to be lectured endlessly about how racist they are by, you know, completely disconnected celebrities like Gary Lineker and Lily Allen. I mean, it's relentless at this point.
Yeah, and Bob Geldof and all these lovies who actually just, you know, Bob Geldof was literally seen flipping off with two fingers the fishermen ahead of the Brexit vote, the fishermen who sailed their boats down, took 2 days off work, lost a load of money, but to protest against that, he literally stuck two fingers up at them from his gin palace on the River Thames.
Hold on, we've got a break coming up. We'll be back in 3 minutes. The book is No Go Zones, Raheem Kassam.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back with the editor of Breitbart London and author of the book No Go Zones, which is excellent. I've read it. I'm going to tell you how you can get it here in a few minutes. Raheem Kassam. Raheem, let's talk about no-go zones, because if you remember back in early 2015, the media was still claiming that they were a conspiracy theory. We had the mayor of Paris, he tried to sue Fox News for saying there were no-go zones in Paris. Here we are 3 years later, you know, mail companies refused to deliver to these areas, the German government's telling women not to go out alone at night, Swedish police are installing microphones in no-go zones to pick up the sound of women's screams. We've got crime stats out of Germany, Sweden, showing that violent crime is skyrocketing. I mean, are you as hopeless as, you know, for example, someone like Douglas Murray, who, you know, in his book lays out a very skeptical future for these European countries, where this demographic trend, which has created some of these no-go zones, is just impossible to overcome? Do you see are you that hopeless, or do you see a way out of this demographically as we go forward?
I suppose it depends on where you're talking about specifically. Germany, I don't see a way forward for them. France, I don't see a way forward for them. But when you look at the Visegrad group, the Hungaries, the Polands, and even when you look at a country like the United Kingdom with our Brexit vote in 2016, there is still the semblance of hope out there that these things can be reversed. But we actually have to start having really, really tough conversations that people don't want to have. And I've tried to have these conversations over the past year, especially regarding the 25,000 or odd people who are on the Islamic radical watch list in the United Kingdom. I've tried to open up a discussion publicly about what it would entail to actually start deporting some of these people, if indeed they have come from foreign countries. And as we know, as you said earlier on in the program, now we're looking at these statistics in the United States and finding that 4/5, I think, is the latest number of terror attacks being committed by people from foreign countries. I suspect that we have a lot of that going on in the United Kingdom too. We keep being told, oh no, but this is homegrown and so on and so forth. I don't think that they're being completely honest about those, and they don't release any statistics, and I suspect we know why they don't release any statistics. So in answer to your question, I think there is some hope for some European countries and for the United Kingdom. But actually, the one thing that I've been saying most recently, Paul, and you will recognize this having sort of one foot on either side of the Atlantic as well, is that the reason that the Americans often succeed in standing athwart history and yelling stop, as it were, is because they are active citizens in their politics. The British public tend to be quite laid back when it comes to politics. They think that these experts and these politicians will come around to their way of thinking for some reason, and they don't. So they don't get involved in their school boards. They don't get involved in their local council meetings. They don't get involved in politics at any level. And what I'm telling people is actually, if you're not going to do it, if you're not going to bother being part of the solution, then you are part of the problem.
Now, you mentioned the different levels of interest there in the UK and the US. I mean, there's still voracious interest from my American audience in this migrant crisis, in these no-go zones, in these Islamic ghettos. Mm. Even, the, you know, 2.5-3 years later, just shows you, you know, they see Europe as the example that they don't want to become. You mentioned Germany. Of course, now we've got no-go zones in Germany where we didn't have them in certain areas before. I put out this video yesterday, and you put it up as well. German public television showing soap opera characters converting to Islam in front of their kids. We've got professors in Germany, and you had this story upon Breitbart, talking about mass drugging the population with oxytocin to make them more accepting of migrants. We're rolling the clip out of the German soap opera right now. You know, we had another public television show in Germany where it was a 16-year-old girl in a relationship with an adult Syrian migrant. That was all presented very positively. Do you think this is just all like well-intentioned idiocy from the refugees welcome crowd, or do you think it represents something more insidious in Germany in particular?
Well, the foot soldiers of the Open Society Foundation Army and the Angela Merkel Brigade, they are morons. They are turkeys voting for Christmas. I don't expect any level of critical thinking or analysis into the future from these people. But the people at the top know exactly what they're doing here. It's partly, and you've heard this before, so you'll forgive me, but it's partly to do with big corporate interests. They want cheap migrant labor. Some things in Germany just don't change with their attitude to human beings, let's say, and they like exploiting people, and Germany is becoming, again, prolific at doing that in this century as it did in the last century. And part of it is also the fact that if you change the demographics of a nation, if you eradicate things that people can convalesce around, be it a flag, be it an anthem, any of these things, then people become much more pliable. It's much more easy to manipulate people who don't have other things that they gather around. It could be language, for instance, and we're seeing that taking place here in the United States at the moment, where they're trying to make the case, make the argument that actually there is a place in the United States for more than one flag and more than one anthem and more than one language, I would argue that that is a very, very insidious and well-thought-out plan being carried out right now. The one thing that they didn't countenance, they didn't consider in all of this is the free media, is critical thinkers out there doing things like you, Paul, off your own backs in many instances, spending all of your time, all of your money, all of your effort fighting back against this stuff. And so the army of people out there who are considering, should I do it? I'm kind of scared. I might be targeted. Yeah, you might be targeted, but you'll be dead anyway. You will not be leaving a country to your children that you inherited. So unless you fight, what the heck is the point? What are you doing?
No, we've just got a few minutes left here, Raheem. I want to give you a chance to plug the book. Switching gears, though, UKIP. I mean, you were involved in the UKIP leadership election last time around. Looks like Henry Bolton may be on his way out. That remains to be seen.
Yeah.
Would you consider running again for the UKIP leadership position?
Unfortunately, I've thought long and hard about this, spent a lot of time talking to very significant people in the Brexit movement over the last couple of days. I don't believe that UKIP has a route forward. And I can get into all sorts of boring and bureaucratic, pedantic things that are going on inside UKIP that makes that not possible. And I might spell that out in an article shortly. But at this point in time, I think I can do far more for Brexit and for the people of the United Kingdom by continuing running a news organization like Breitbart London and doing all the other things that I do as well. So at this point in time, I'm not quite ready to put my hat in. I don't think that time is going to come, if I'm honest with you, Paul. As much as it kills me to say so, I just don't think it's salvageable. I think we need something new.
That's what I was going to ask you. I mean, a lot of people now saying that UKIP's obviously in disarray. It needs to be rebranded. They need to start from scratch, basically. That's a sentiment popular amongst many people right now. I just want to give you a chance in the final couple of minutes. Tell people where they can find you on Twitter and where they can get the book, which, again, I've read it. It's excellent. Everyone needs to go out and get it. Where can they do so?
Yeah, I mean, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, all those places. It's called No Go Zones, How Sharia is Coming to a Neighborhood Near You. Actually contained on-the-ground research, which I know is weird for the media to be doing nowadays. I went to all these places, saw it firsthand, interviewed key players across all these communities. I tweet about it a lot, at Raheem Kassam. I now have a Patreon as well, if you want to support my work, and Facebook page, fan page as well. So I appreciate you giving me the chance to plug all of that. The book is No Go Zones.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Editor of Breitbart London and author of No Go Zones, Raheem Kassam. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Paul.
There goes Raheem Kassam. We have a couple of minutes left here in the show. I'm just going to hit on a couple of final news stories. Islamophobic hijab scissors attack story championed by Justin Trudeau revealed as fake news. You probably heard about this. It was an 11-year-old Muslim girl who claimed she'd been attacked in Toronto by a man with a pair of scissors who attempted to cut off her hijab. At the time, the Prime Minister, the virtue signaler in chief, Justin Trudeau, decried the attack, basically tried to make out that it was an illustration of how Islamophobic Canadian society is. It's not. It's the most tolerant in the world, probably. But on Monday, Toronto police confirmed that the alleged assault never took place. Once again, it was a fake hate crime. Who faked it? We don't know. Was it the parents of this girl? Was it the girl herself who cut her own hijab? But after a detailed investigation, police have determined that the events described in the original news release did not happen. The investigation is concluded. They've slammed the lid shut. Will Justin Trudeau come out and issue a retraction, given that he stood behind this incident and said it was a dark omen of the Islamophobia that plagues Canadian society? Will he retract? I won't be holding my breath. We mentioned this earlier. DHS reports 3 out of every 4 terrorism offenders since 9/11 were foreign-born, completely debunking Cory Booker's claim that the biggest threat is white supremacists. It's not. Every Swedish household to receive guide on how to handle terror attacks. Again, people are trying to portray what's going on in Sweden. In Germany, it's perfectly normal and natural. They're safe, stable countries. No, they're not. In certain areas, it's absolute bedlam, and we all know the reason why. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. War Room is coming up. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas. No. Yes, that's him. Go ahead. Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable